So I decided to talk to this European Institution Council about the brain CPR. So focus about the importance of CPR in brain resuscitation and brain perfusion for a good expectation of life after a cardiac arrest. Is it correct? Could you highlight the most important point of your symposium?
So I think that the ultimate goal, obviously, is to have a neurologically intact survival at the end of a cardiac arrest event. Hearts we can replace, brains we can't. So the brain is the ultimate goal of ensuring we have good quality perfusion there. So I think in a cardiac arrest situation, the most important part is to pay attention to the details in cardiac arrest to make certain that we are delivering high perfusion CPR, high quality CPR all the time in those patients, and that the interventions and techniques that we utilize to take care of those patients are up to date and are designed to improve blood flow into the brain so that we can protect the brain at all costs.
Is it really important to have good technologies or have good perfusion?
I think that there are limitations to the perfusion that we can get with standard CPR. We can enhance that standard CPR with feedback tools to make certain that we are doing it the best we are able to do it. But in order to really get higher perfusion, you need technological adjuncts to CPR to help improve flow, both in the brain, the heart, and to improve neurologically intact survival.
What would be the solution that first responder could use for improving resistance in the cardiac arrest resuscitation?
So I think the addition of the impedance threshold device, or the rescue pod, is extremely important in enhancing the quality of CPR that's being delivered. Again, for that device to really do what it's designed to do, you need to be doing very good quality CPR. But for a first responder, that's extremely important because that's when you have the best chance of a neurologically intact survivor is as early in that cardiac arrest event as you can initiate therapy. So the sooner we can get those technologies to cardiac arrest patients, the better, more likely we are to have neurologically intact survivors.
This is not a provocation, this is a question. Are we ready to have a mechanical CPR assistance for first responders and for people who have not dealing with advanced life support, but only with basic life support?
So I think there's no question that bystander CPR, standard CPR from whoever delivers it is vitally important in survival of any cardiac arrest patient. But again, I think even if we do that very well, we're only able to generate about 25 or 30% of the flow that we previously had in our brain. So the idea of putting into the hands of the earliest responders some sort of technologies that enhance the amount of flow we can generate is vitally important to for the survival of the patient, but also to take advantage of the fact that bystanders stepped in and tried to buy us some more time to allow us to get there with those advanced technologies. That's the benefit of bystander CPR. We're bringing those advanced technologies with us, whether that's early defibrillation or higher quality CPR as soon as we arrive.